Hey, Joe. Can you start us off by telling us about the preparations for the game and what you've seen from the Patriots on film this week?
Yeah, I think they're a little different than last year. They're got some different personnel. They got some younger guys out there, and a handful of different starters for the team. So I think it's the first thing you notice, and I think they're playing a little bit more two high safeties, and they're still dropping down in the cover three when they play deep high, but their cover structure is definitely a little bit different from last year. So just pay attention to that kind of thing.
What have you seen from their corners? They've had Devin McCourty, who's a rookie out there for a while, and a couple of other younger guys at the other corner positions.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, they're playing some zone, and I think that that'd be their top coverage, is some zone coverages. So I don't think they're putting a lot of man responsibility. And then when you get down on the goal line, I think they're down there, they're pressed, and you get some single down towards the end zone. But other than that, I don't think they're playing a lot of single coverage. So, when we get our opportunity out there, single, we'll take advantage of it. But, I think they're going to be guys that are excited to play. They're going to be good players, and, they're young right now, but they have a lot of fire, and they're going to be ready to play against us. So,
Joe, how much of last year's playoff game have you watched preparing for this weekend?
So far, I just concentrated on the games that they've played this year. And, I'll look at last year's playoff game, and I'll look at last year's the first time we played them. Probably last year's playoff game. I mean, that game was just such a different game, and I don't know how much you'll be able to get out of that just because the type of game it was, and how quickly it kind of developed, and what we did throughout the rest of the game was a little bit different than a normal game plan. So we'll see how much we can get from that film, but the first time we played them there, it was a pretty good matchup, and I'm sure we can grab some things from that too.
Do you have a sense right now whether or not you're a passing first offense, a running first offense with Ray Rice, or somewhere in between? Do you like your balance right now?
Yeah, I think we're pretty good. I mean, it's obviously up to the offensive coordinator, how we're going to do things and what our pass run percentages are going to be. But I think we feel pretty good about where we are right now. I think we feel like we can beat you in either way, and we just got to go out there and play our game.
This Ravens team for so long was known for its defense, and now it seems like you finally have an offense that can match the defense. How does that feel to have so many weapons now that you can go to?
I don't know. I think we felt like we've had a pretty good offense for the last few years, and definitely an offense that can win games for us. Obviously, we have our defense, and they're always going to be who they are, but I think we feel pretty confident about our offense, and that's not just beginning this year. I think we always have. Obviously, we've added a couple new weapons, and that helps any offense out. I think it helps our confidence out. And it just, it helps us out come game day because, we got more guys that the defense has to worry about. And I think that's the biggest thing is I think we can put some stress on some defenses now just because they have to worry about so many different weapons.
Joe, were you surprised to hear about the Randy Moss trade?
Definitely. I cannot say I wasn't surprised by that. Randy's a pretty darn good receiver, so I don't know what my reaction necessarily was to it, but I was pretty surprised.
I know obviously he plays on the other side of the ball, but can you just talk about Ray Lewis and the fact that he's been able to sustain such a high level of play for so long, and also the leadership that he brings to your team?
Yeah, I mean, Ray's incredible. I mean, I can't really answer how he's been able to keep his level of play so high. I mean, it's incredible. To play as long as he had at the position that he's played, just to take that beating week in and week out, and just maintain his strength and quickness and all that. I mean, that's pretty incredible. And just from a leadership standpoint, I mean, never been around anybody like him. I mean, he just, he's a pretty relaxed guy and everything like that during the week. And it's a guy that you respect, in the locker room, and when he walks in, you can tell. But then on Sundays, he definitely turns on a little bit and gets everybody going.
How much do you think it has helped your development that you practice with him and you always have to know where he is on the field? Does it make things easier? Has it helped you, as you prepare for games?
I don't know. I don't know if it helps me from that standpoint, but it definitely helps. It definitely helps having him around. He has a lot of influence on other players, and he has a lot of influence around this organization. So to have his support is definitely something that helps you.
Joe, can you Can you tell me a little bit about how Bolden has changed the offense and made your job at quarterback easier this year?
Yeah, like I said, I think when you add a receiver like that, it puts a little bit more strain on the defense, and they have to worry about more things, so it opens up certain things. And, you know, like I said, he's not always going to be getting the ball, but the defense always has to worry about him at some level, and whether that's making him double him and freeing up Eric and freeing up TJ, I think that's the biggest thing so far is that.
Can you also talk about the development of Ray Rice a little bit and how he's, you know, how having him at the running game has made your offense more dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, Ray's, you know, when Ray gets some room, you know, it's tough to stop him. And, you know, last week we were able to get that against Denver, and, you saw what he can do. And then you get him going, you get Wills going, you get LeRon involved a little bit, get him leading the guys up through the hole. We got a lot of guys in our backfield that can run the ball and can do a good job, you know, in pass protection and catching routes. So, those guys do it all, and that's the biggest thing about them, and that's the biggest thing that they bring to our offense is that they're not just runners. They all do it all.
Thanks a lot, Joe. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, all right, guys.
Yeah, take care.